This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Each of these media creates a new environment. It creates a new situation for human association and human perception. Any medium at all creates a new pattern, a new atmosphere, a new environment of human perception, which works upon the whole man. It works upon the whole society. That is the effect of a medium. It has that total pervasive effect. That is the message, that social change that is brought about. The content of the medium is never the message, because the content is all to the old medium.
From the vast wilds of the Great White North, for the week of December the 21st, 2015, it's TVA, a Canadian perspective on television from north and south of the 49th parallel. I'm Anthony Marco.
And I'm Greg David.
And we'd like you to put your television on mute for episode 196 of TVA, the podcast. It is a special episode this week, Greg. We didn't know whether we were going to do another episode before the holidays or not, but I managed to, with the help of delegation, kind of incite a rebirth of the TVA Awards.
Yeah, this was something that you and Diane had started. And did you just do one award in your time together, or was there more than 1 year where you celebrated?
I think we only did one award. Okay. We did like a poll and stuff like that. Like, we did a couple of other kind of tournament competition-y things, I think. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think we just did the one awards. But I like the idea of, like, over the holidays each year, where we might be taking a week off, let's say, to open up voting. And what you know, really, if you're sitting at home and listening to this, what else are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. You know, everything's in repeats now. The holiday programming is done. You're just trying to avoid your family. So this way you can go off and listen to the podcast, and then we're going to set the voting up on the website, and you can vote for the categories. And I also, you know, not too long ago we had done a poll for the top your top picks for the year 2015. And what I like about this, and we're going to talk about each of these categories, what I like about this is it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more fun. You know, not so serious. You know, we have all those serious lists that happen at the end of every year. So this one is meant to be fun, I hope.
Yeah, it's a little bit fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. If, like we said in a previous episode, if you really want to come on and game the system, people who have nothing to do with their lives.
That's right.
You know, like the crossover of Canadian television obsessive viewers and people who want to hack a TVA poll. I'm imagining that Venn crossover is not that large.
No, I don't think so.
So
not too much overlap.
Yes, exactly. So we've got, like, essentially some genre-based awards, and we're going to read you out those that have been nominated. By the way, all of these nominations have been done by Divine Fiat, which means we have chosen them and we get the final say.
Oh, okay. I thought that you were talking about some sweet ride you've just gotten.
No.
The Divine Fiat.
No. No, that's what the Pope rides around in now, by the way. The Divine Fiat. So, like, if you don't like the choices, it's tough. I mean, that's the way it works.
It's our prerogative. We get to decide. Yeah,
it's our podcast. It's our website. At the bottom, you can whine and you can go, you should have put this in there. Okay, you've had your piece.
Start your own website.
Yeah, exactly.
It's difficult, okay?
Do your own website. Do your own podcast. Do all that stuff. You know, have fun with that. But, you know, so... we've got a bunch of awards. Now, you're going to put this up on the website probably, well, people are going to be listening, you're going to post this episode probably later today, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay, so we're recording it on Tuesday the 22nd. It's for the week of the 21st, but we're recording it on the 22nd. So you may be hearing this podcast as early as the evening of the 22nd. And will they be able to vote starting when, on the 22nd or 23rd?
I'll get it set up and turned around for first thing on the 23rd.
Okay, so you can start voting on the 23rd, and voting will be open until the afternoon of January the 4th, because that's when we will likely come back with a new episode.
Yes, and we'll be, you know, fresh year, and we'll be able to talk ad nauseum about each of these categories.
Well, exactly, because we might not have much else to talk about.
No, there will be shows coming back, but that'll be it.
Yes.
It'll be all about the TVA Awards and the calendar. Big week that week.
You know what? It would be really good. I'm wondering if we should close voting on January 3rd and then see if we get some of the winners, if we could reach out for a statement on the early in the day on January 4th.
Oh my goodness. How do you feel?
Yes.
Does that mean I need to do a nominations piece too? You've been nominated. Where were you when the story went live? When the podcast went live, where were you? Were you listening? Is that how you found out you were nominated?
Maybe we'll write up a message, something along the lines of, we know you share the tremendous honor that we are bestowing upon you here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's make it the third, what I'll do is I'll just go on Twitter because I'm kind of lazy that way. I'll just tweet at people. And
if somebody wants to record something for us, that would be awesome too.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Yes,
that would be great. Like if they could record a little, you know, an acceptance speech.
Yes,
that would be great.
Yes, yes, it would.
And I'll put like some crowd noise behind them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have them and then I'll have them cut off and I'll play them off with a band.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
there you go. So shall we start with the awards?
Yes, please. Let's
start with the first. We've got 10 of them in total because we're being very binary here. Mm-hmm. So voting will be up until January 3rd. We have, which is a Sunday. Let's go through the first five or so. Maybe
Let's take a break.
We'll do a beverage update in between the first five and the second five.
Sure,
that might be the best way to do it. Okay, so the Police Surgeon Award for Best Canadian Medical Series.
Now, should you preface this by saying that the reason each of these categories has a title that refers to an old Canadian show that fits with the genre? So the Police Surgeon Award refers to, and actually should be just called Police Surgeon because that was the name of the series, was Police Surgeon. So that's why it's called the Police Surgeon Award for Best Canadian Medical Series.
I'm not going to say that because you just did.
Okay. So do you just want to read the nominees?
Okay. How about I'll read out the title of the awards and I'll kick it over to you to read out the nominees.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the Police Surgeon Award for Best Canadian Medical Series. Great.
And the nominees are Saving Hope, Remedy, Hard Rock Medical, and Open Heart.
I feel like we should be doing some kind of Karnak thing here. It's like, yeah. I'm gonna make this sound effect now when I ask if the nominees. I'm gonna go.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes, like you're tearing open a hermetically sealed envelope,
blowing it open
from a mayonnaise jar. Yeah. Yes, yes, sir. there you go. So the Police Surgeon Award. By the way, when we mention the names of these old shows, you can actually go back and check them up. They exist.
Yeah, Wikipedia them.
Yes,
like we did for 30 minutes before we started recording.
Pink, hold up the fourth wall here, buddy.
All right, go ahead.
All right, the next category, the Seeing Things Award for Best Canadian Crime Series. Hang on, and I'll pass it over to you for the nominees.
I need to get a piece of paper that I can ruffle.
There we go. That's authenticity right there, folks.
Okay, and the nominees are Motive, Blood and Water, Rookie Blue, 19-2, The Romeo Section, and Blackstone.
Dun, dun, dun. So there you go. So you can put your votes in where you want to for that. Now, by the way, will they have to vote for all the categories or can they just vote for some of the categories?
You know what? I think the way that I haven't quite set it up in the poll yet, but I think they'll all be individual, polls. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work.
Okay.
You certainly be able to vote for one in each category. So okay. I don't know if you can skip categories or not. You probably can.
Okay. Our third category, the Quentin Durgin's MP Award for Best Canadian Historical Series. You got to go to Wikipedia here, folks. I'm honest. You go to Wikipedia. The Quentin Durgin's MP Award for Best Canadian Historical Series. The nominees
are Strange Empire, Vikings, X Company, Murdoch Mysteries, and The Book of Negroes.
Oh, there you go. Now, by the way, for those of you who are going to go all nerded out on us who are like old enough to remember the Quentin Durgin's MP show, at the time when it was out, it wasn't a historical show. But now, it is.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
So there you go. So that's Quentin Durgin's MP. And fans of Gordon Pinsent might remember that show.
Mm-hmm.
Back from his early career.
Before Babar.
I believe that's how they demarcate it in his career. It's like 15 BB before Babar. Wow.
Pre-Babar.
Pre-Babar. Post-Babar. Okay. The Beachcombers Award for Best Canadian Family Series.
The nominees are Heartland, When Calls the Heart, and This Life.
Aha, there we go.
I feel like the heart should have been in that one. This life, heart. This heart, life.
I heart this life?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you'll notice that that we don't necessarily have a specific amount of shows for each category. It's not like there's five in each one or anything like that. It's whatever we want to put there. Like we said, divine fiat.
Right.
Just saying. So that was the fourth. So the fifth one, the Star Lost Award for Best Canadian Sci-Fi Fantasy Series.
The nominees are Orphan Black, Dark Matter, Killjoys, Lost Girl, Bitten, Continuum, and Haven.
See?
That's a big category.
That's a big category. But then, I mean, as Canadians, we are known for our sci-fi fantasy these days.
We certainly are.
Yes. So so we'll do that. So it is time for a beverage update.
Yeah, and this is a short one for me. I have no beverage.
What?
No, I have no beverage.
Okay, so I will do with you what I often do on the TVABC's podcast, which is, you know, if you have no beverage now, that's fine. Which beverage will you want to be enjoying later?
Oh, actually, I think I'll probably be drinking something alcoholic because the family, we've got the family will all be here. Everybody's home from school now, so everybody's safely home. So I'll probably have maybe a nice glass of white wine maybe with dinner tonight, and I'll probably preface that before with a cocktail, and I'll have some eggnog with some lovely rum in it.
With some lovely rum.
Lovely rum.
There you go.
What about you?
I think maybe what I will try later on tonight, because again, I have a Diet Coke in front of me, but that's not that exciting. But to kick off to maybe a future beverage, I will maybe tonight will be the night I crack open the Henry McKenna 10-year single barrel bourbon.
Is that Patrick McKenna's any relation?
Maybe if the family's from Kentucky originally, which considering he's from Hamilton, I don't know that would be the case. But it's from the Heaven Hill Distillery, Henry McKenna 10-year single barrel. So that might be the one to crack out. Originally bottled in bond.
Oh.
Bottled in bond. Not James Bond, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I know. It sounds so much fancier that way. So that takes us on to number six, the King of Kensington Award for Best Canadian Scripted Comedy Series. And the nominees are...
Thank you. Schitt's Creek, Still Standing, Mr. D. Actually, Still Standing, I'm going to move that to the next one.
Okay.
So Schitt's Creek, Mr. D, Young Drunk Punk, Spun Out, and Mohawk Girls.
There you go. Perfect. You can tell we're working from a working document here. So
hey, you know,
going on the fly.
It's fluid. Fluid. Yes. Everything's fluid.
Everything's fluid. Well, we just did the beverage update, so I guess everything could be fluid. And that moves us to the next category, which is the Wayne and Schuster Award for Best Canadian Sketch Comedy or Other Kind of Scripted Comedy Series that's not a fictional show. You get what we're saying here when you hear who they are. Anyway.
The nominees are Sunny Side.
The paper, please.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. It's the sound of authenticity.
Right. The nominees are Sunnyside. I'm holding it in front of me, and I'm actually reading it. What's the matter with me? Sunnyside, Tiny Plastic Men, Rick Mercer Report, 22 Minutes, and Still Standing.
There you go. So that's the Wayne and Schuster Award for Best Canadian Sketch Comedy or Other Things Close to Sketch Comedy. Mm. this is an award, number eight, an award that I think Greg is going to rename, but for the time being, I'm going to still call it the Bastard Offspring Award, the crossover you most want to see.
Yes, and this category is not, the Bastard Offspring is not a previous show that we know of, a Canadian show. But the crossovers that we've nominated are Continuum and Orphan Black, Vikings and X Company, Saving Hope with Motive, and Mr. D with Schitt's Creek.
So the concept of this is, you know, being somebody who watches either one or both of the shows that are in the pairings, which ones would you like to see have a crossover episode or have, like, you know, one of those classic episode one on one show and episode two on another show?
Exactly. Yes. Right?
So, so if you could now, again, in the comments section, if you want to make up your own, you say, you guys should have put this down. Okay, fine. You know, come up with your own podcast.
Right.
Really, that's what it
comes
to.
But in the meantime, put it in the comments section.
Yeah. In the meantime, put it in the comments section. By the way, I don't know if you saw, but Torstar is closing their comment sections.
I did see that, yes. Yeah.
So now we're going to get all the...
we'll get all the Torstar comments.
We'll get all the crazy Torstar people, because we're still open. The ninth award, the Reimagination Award. Not a fancy kind of title here, but the show you'd like to see brought back in some way, shape, and form.
Nope, this one was tightly folded. The Beachcombers. The nominees are The Beachcombers, King of Kensington, The Friendly Giant, House of Frightenstein, Due South, and Mr. Dress-Up.
I will add the Hilarious House of Frightenstein.
Hilarious House, thank you.
Yes, let's remember it's the Hilarious.
It was Hilarious.
House of Frightenstein.
Yes.
So in some way, you would like to see this show brought back. It doesn't have the same actors, obviously.
Right.
But like, you know, a reimagination of it. Like, you might be one of those people who say, oh, crap, I don't know. I don't want to see, like, I hate seeing anything brought back. That's fair. But get your own podcast.
Yeah. Like, for instance, I would like to see Due South because, and I actually think that you could actually bring back Paul Gross and just kind of catch up with his character now in this time, in this different way of life with security issues and things like that.
The show that I want to see brought back, Diplomatic Passport.
Google
this,
it.
This actually exists, by the way. This actually exists. And it was in one season in 1961. Canadian Lloyd Robertson and Margaret Morris interviewed ambassadors in foreign embassies in Canada, often with their spouses, with scenes of their embassy properties. It was kind of like, I think it was kind of like Cribs.
I was going to say that, Cribs.
It was like Embassy Cribs.
Wow.
It's like, well, if you come over here, you can see we have the flag up here, and we have the, you know, the ceremonial ambassador's mace of power. And it was also known as Foreign Embassies. I want to see that show brought back.
Man.
I think that's a show that Dave Broadbeck would nerd out over.
It would be very far from the that Rich and Famous show. Yes. I don't think there would be much going on.
Yes. They could call it the Diplomatic Immunity Podcast or something like that.
Here's where the electrical needs to be fixed.
Yeah, exactly. Things have been tough in my home country. We couldn't get funding to take out the asbestos. So every time we have an incursion, we have to clear out the staff. Okay. And the last award, number 10, this is kind of a convoluted title, so you'll have to bear with us. Remember, once I read the category, that doesn't mean that these shows have gone away. Some of them may be going away, but that's not what we're really talking about here. The category is shows that you should watch, but you don't watch, but you still don't want to see them go away. And the nominees are...
The nominees are The Nature of Things, Blackstone, Continuum, Bitten, and Strange Empire.
There you go. Shows that you should watch, but you don't watch, but still you don't want to see them go away. So there you go. There are the 10 TV awards for your consideration over the next week and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, please vote early, vote often. Because if you want to vote more than once, you probably can anyway. What do we put? Do we put like some kind of IP lock on them or something like that?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good to know. Wow.
Yeah. You can't. Once you voted, your IP address decides that once you voted once already, you can't vote again.
Okay.
You can go between browsers, though, I believe.
Oh, can you?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. So if you really want to game the system there, guys, woo. So that's it. The TV Awards, you have until December the 3rd so that we can notify the winners.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very prestigious award. If you go onto the website, if you're listening to this, you go onto the website, you'll see a picture of a lovely copy of the TV Award. We've got a warehouse full of them. I'm just saying.
And we've been told we need to empty the warehouse.
Yes, we've got a special deal. We either have to pay for another year's lease on the warehouse where we store all the awards, or we have to give them away as soon as possible. So that's the way it goes. I don't know. Is there anything else that people need to know, Greg, especially when navigating the TV awards on the website?
I don't think so. I'm updating daily. I'm getting information about if you want to check out the calendars, because we've got a few. The second and third weeks of January have become very busy with regard to returning shows and debuting shows. So check that out. I'll be putting up some fresh trying to put up some fresh content over the holidays. So yeah, check us out.
Very, very cool. Greg, where can people find you when you're not here talking about the glorious A-Awards for another season?
I am manning the TVA website, which is tv-eh.com. Also on Twitter at the TVA Twitter account, which is @TV_EH, and at my own Twitter account, which is @Greg_David. How about you, Anthony?
Find all the other podcasts that I do at anthonymarco.com. Find me on Twitter @AnthonyMarco. And feel free to get in touch over the holidays if you wish. Maybe you want to insult us on our Twitter feeds and say how we should have mentioned this show or this show or this show. Like I said, as in the Pope's vehicle, divine fiat. That's pretty much the way it goes. You'll note that there was no nomination for what would be my favorite show of the year, which was Hardwood and Wicked Beaver.
No, unfortunately.
So I was couldn't find a category to put that in. I'm just saying.
Next year.
Maybe next year. Yeah, exactly. That wraps up another episode for this week and for this year. Have a happy holidays, folks. And now back to your regularly scheduled programming.